The most hakshamim in the winter time. Lo yomam barid hageshen achzirim aros v'hanim yilish alad yisketal. Alamamam barid atalei machzirim aros. What that's a Yerushalmi? Who says that? If in the winter time he said barid atal tes. Tovishem haYerushalmi. Tosis in time is quotes that from Yerushalmi. Then Tosis has a machlokes. What about he's supposed to say in Baruch Alein after December 4th? Say we say talamata. What if in the winter time instead of saying we say talamata, he said the same tal? He said the same thing. So we pass against not the same. In Mashiv Baruch Marid Hageshem, he praising Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Shevach Hashem to Ori Hashem describing the Baruch Hu. The same Marid Atol B'Yevad Yiyot, but the same tal Mata. You just say the same tal. That's not enough because he didn't need Mata. Tal, the same tal is not enough. Amidvar Mamurim Shemachzirim Most and Kshishlam Moes Hakshem Marid Hageshem. And if you sing Kol Abrochem, he's Kol Abrochem Shalach Reho. He starts at the Kodesh, Rosh Chazal Rosh Atfil. Avon Nisgar, Kodim Shasir, my brother, Yom Ebim, Lokim Shaniskar. Let's say towards the end. Chalka Chaim Ches, Machai Mesim, Rachmim, Rabin. Let him say, Masha Rachim, Rai Rakesh. It doesn't have to be Dafke before Machalka Chaim, could be after Machalka Chaim. He really said, Vinem, when I told Achios, my sin, then it doesn't. Then you're going to say, Masha Rachim, Rai Rakesh, I'm there. He should say again. Because when I have me'en ha'chasima, samach la'chasima, the bracha is going to be baruch atah Hashem mechayi ha'meisim, so you should end off, ne'men atah la'chiyas meisim. But you can say, mashiroch me'er ha'geshem anyway. In fact, by the Yekis, when they bench Geshem on, here in Broyes, when they bench Geshem on Shmini Atzeres, so the Chasin says it after the end. He says, mashiroch me'er ha'geshem, before ne'men atah la'chiyas meisim, to demonstrate that the din is that b'di'evit you can be yotze there. Why they do it for chatchila? I know. But to demonstrate that b'di'evit you yotze anybody. Kodesh is chalabroch. Al nishka kodesh v'siyem ha'broch yom 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 is a Kiddush. Yeah. Where does this come from? From Yala V'Yofai. That was a machlokes. The Ri and the Rabbein Ochanan. The Ri held that if a person, let's say, forgot on Rosh Chodesh or Chalma, I forgot to say Yala V'Yofai, and he finished on Machzer Shechino, so let's say, and it didn't stop Moedim. So he finished, so he has to go back to Ritzeh. Has to go back to the beginning of Ritzeh and stay again, say Yalav Yavede. And Rabbi Nachana, his son, held not so. His son held that just like by benching, if a person forgot to say Ritzeh, Yalav Yavede, what he's supposed to, and he finished, what's the bracha there?
Uvnei
Yishalayim. Uvnei Yishalayim, Yishalayim Amen. He finished that, but he didn't start at Tov HaMeitiv yet, so the Gemara says they have it printed in the Siddur.
Oh, you can say
it there? Special Nusach HaBracha to say, special Nisach HaBracha to say, so you see, you can say, as long as you didn't start the next bracha yet, you can insert the Haskara for Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So the same in Shmoneh Esrei, if you finish together, if you finish the bracha, Amasa Shchinos HaLitzion, you didn't say Yalvi Yam, so you can say it before you stay Moedim. So the rehel that is not the same, because in Bichas HaMozen, you finished the benching the rice already. And Atoy V'Ameitiv is not really part of the benching. It's a bracha that's recited after the benching. So there really isn't an issue of hepsik over there. You finish the benching, and you should say an additional bracha on the rabbana after you finish the benching. I told you, I just heard a hesped. I told someone else yesterday. I was listening to a hesped for Chacham Avadia, delivered by someone who's married to a granddaughter of his. So he said that every time that he visited his wife's grandfather and he ate there, so when he finished Bainei Rachma Vishalayim Amen, he would start walking around the house already to say Atoy V'Ameitiv. What he means is that he probably went to go get a sefer or something. He went to go learn. So he said, Saba, aren't you supposed to bench sitting down? So he said, Atoy V'Ameitiv is not part of the bench. Even with the Rabbanon, it's not part of the bench. That's a machlokes. So Atoy V'Ameitiv, they were masakin to say a bracha after the conclusion of the whole bench. So that's what the Ri holds. If you didn't say Ritzeh, so you say the bracha after Bani Rachman Rishalayim Amen, so there's no issue of Hepsi. But here in the Shemana Esrei, there's a problem of Hepsi. You can't just insert the Alav Yavai in between Ritzei and Moedim, it's a Hefsa. So the Ri had this machlokes with his son, the Rabbi Nachman. So the Ozarua quotes that once, on one occasion, the Ri was davening next to Rabbi Natam in Paris. He didn't live in Paris, but every so often he would go to Paris for a meeting of the Rabbanim, when they made a Cherem, an Easter or something. They had to go to Paris. So it was once davening Arish Chodesh, Rabbi Natam, and he overheard the Rabbi Natam forgot Yalvi Yalvi, and he said, Hamachzer Shchinasa Litzian, and he did like the Rabbi Nachman. He said, Yalvi Yalvi, in between Ritzei and Moedim. So once he heard the Rabbi Natam do that, that was the Ri's uncle. So then he gave in to his son, Rabbi Nachman. So he assumed that Din is like him. The Vilna Gaon holds not so. The Vilna Gaon holds that the Mishmar Esther, he can't say Yalavi Yavai in between one Baruch and the other. Say the same Talamata. Let's say in the winter time. He's supposed to say in Baruch Adonai, the same Talamata. So the guy forgot, and he said the same Baruch. And he finished the Baruch HaShanim. And then start Kabashay for Baruch. Can he say there the same Talamata, the Baruch HaPnei Adoma? So according to this Rabbi Nachanan, you should have said in the middle of a bracha, as long as you say before you start the next bracha, it's okay. There's room to argue. There's room to say that it's only by Yalav Yava, which is an insert. Yalav Yava is not really part of the bracha. So you insert it in the middle of the bracha of Ritzei. So as long as you insert it in between Ritzei and Moedim is also good. But we're saying Talamata, Masha Varuach, it's part of the sentence. It's a clause in the paragraph. So how can you say, you finish the bracha, then you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, what do you say here? Mechaya HaMeisim, then you say, Masha Baruch, Merid HaGesh. How does Masha Baruch fit in with Mechaya HaMeisim? What, you're making the bracha longer. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechaya HaMeisim, Masha Baruch, Merid HaGesh. Now, Mishana from the Nusach HaBracha. This is a big chiddush. They took the Rabbein Chana, which itself is a chiddush, and the Vilna Gaon paskens not like the Rabbein Chana. They extended it even to this case. If you forgot Masha Baruch, you can say it in between the bracha of Mechaya Meisim and Atta Kodesh, as long as it didn't start Atta Kodesh. What does it say? Shalosh brachas harishonos chashuvos ka'achas, he treated it as one of the whole mokim, sheto'o bohem chayzer l'rosh ben shehu yochid ben shehu tzibur. What does that mean? Lamed Gimel. Kodin, Shalosh brachas achrayin is also like that. Shalosh Rishonis in Yom Echad, the Sadeh Shvachah Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chozer L'Rosh, Dav Kim Toh B'chasim Roskeh Shal Chosam, what is saying Lamed Dalet? Shal Chosam B'Brocha Zu B'Inyim Brocha Acheres Shal Chosam Aseres Mitzhu V'Akel HaKadosh. Forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh. So where do you go back? So you don't go back to the beginning of Atta Kadosh, you have to go back to the beginning of the whole Shemana Esmer. She'iyav Shalosh Shuv L'Sakim Toh L'Sakim Toh L'Sakim Toh L'Sakim Toh L'Sakim Toh L'Sakim Toh L'Sakim And he paused more than Tokdei B'Chol Kei Gab Ne'ezer Dover. Shim hoyo iru kaze bibrocha acheva so yitzach lachza the rosh ha'osa bracha ha'shol ha'shoshanis have to go back to the beginning. Yeah. Let's see. Alocha zayin. Chol mok m'shanar m'chozer lebrocha sheto abo hanimili sheto b'shogig avo b'meizer b'miskavein chozer le'rosh. What's an example? There's no Mishnah Brura on this. I don't know what it means. What did he do? What does he have? A bir alocha here? He explains what it means. Chomok m'shato abahem. That's it, a bir alocha. Chomok m'shato abahem. Masha posib sif dalet shim hiske geshem chazerak l'roish abrocha. Kosovo ha'achreinim esfira le dikeven shalo siyam adayin abrocha ein ze toiz gomur le'ei sato shisach adei zay lachza l'roish. If a guy talks in English, man, he talks about the weather. So as long as it wasn't shok, the ligmas kula, he doesn't have to start all over again. So you see that if you talk the middle of Shemana Esrei, it doesn't invalidate the whole Shemana Esrei as long as it wasn't Shog Deli Gmar Skula. So it's a stira here. It says that B'mezid, he made a mistake. He said Mashiv Horoch when you're not supposed to say. So then he said, if you did it B'mezid, then you have to start all over. Why do you have to start all over? As long as it wasn't Shog Deli Gmar Skula. I'm Achrenim Shechotru Liyashuzeh. Achrenim, work hard. Therefore, I am for the kasha. Be a ragol mashma de lo harashba. And the chalik nesherig lemezid. The only one thinks that it's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. There's no teretz. And the diri shark halachrani mucha for toysim la locha and kosher sosam. See, the problem is the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo never intended you should paskin from what he wrote here in Shulchan Aruch. He meant this as a kitzer of the Beis Yosef. He meant you should look on the Beis Yosef. So that's what the Vilna Gaon holds us dear in the Shulchan Aruch. He never meant you should paskin from this. This is like an index to the Beis Yosef. So look in the Beis Yosef and you see that the din is not so. But the other Achranim assume that this is a sefer psak. So they give it teretz. Aber mit dem Schar rein im Buch der Tos mal Allah im Schtos mal tu wir schon auch po das war bach wir ja rab da viel mal ja kill kol beis in der brachas am zeis gam kein khazal der rosh at viel der kol shman es wir brachas nemru ke say that we call them khashuvim ki bracha achas the inyan ze if he talked in the middle of dvar mitel and so is not sure if they think maskula not khazal der rosh but if the mezel ben miskavim he said something that doesn't belong that's worse. How do you answer that? How could it be that it's worse? That's what the Vilna Gaon doesn't. He says it's a steer. He doesn't tell you what the teretz is. I don't know. Let's see. Sivches b'moys achama. I'm the stopping him. His gemar and ageshim umloi. Ad shloshim yamaches kashis. The first 30 days b'isum. He says the way he's used to saying. Probably did say mashim v'roch married ageshim. So then you got to daven over again. Tzoch lachzav v'adin l'didan de'emaskim tal b'moys achama. I'm the stopping loy imama married ageshim. Let's say the beginning, from Shmini Atzeres on, supposed to say Masharach Mar Hageshem. So the first 30 days, we assume he probably did not say, probably daven the way he's used to daven. And he's not Yotzei Lishmon Esrei, unless he's in the habit of saying Barid Atal all summer long. So then he quoted the Yerushalmi before. In the winter time, if he said Barid Atal instead of Masharach Mar Hageshem, Yotzei B'Yevitz, even the first 30 days, he wouldn't have to daven over again. That's why a lot of people, even if they don't daven Nusach Svard, but they like to say Merit Atol in the summer. So that after Shmini Atzeres, if they'll have a suffix in the first 30 days, whether they said Masha Baruch, they won't have to daven over again, because the worst thing that can happen is that he said Merit Atol, so that he ever did Yotzu, it's Merit Atol.
I've heard of such a thing where like people say, they'll say it, like outside of davening, they'll say it 100 times.
That's in Shulchan Aruch. They quote the Maharam Ritmerg like that. It's probably in this siman. Let's see.
Next.
Let's see this Rama. Vodim the Dan Day Maskim Tal Moisacham and Estapik Lama Marmir Ageshem Moisak Shamim Kol Shalom Shen Chayzer the Bari Amat Moshe Rogam the Arei Lo Hiske Lo Tavol Ageshem Lach Shalom Yom Ein Chayzer. After 30 days, we assume he said the right hand. Yeah, that's the shot. Is that a violation of the minig? If a guy davens, he always davens in Sach Ashkenaz, and then he wants to say in the summertime Marmir Atal. Because he wants to be safe in the first 30 days after Shmini Atzeres, in case he'll have a suffix, so he won't have to repeat the Shmini Atzeres, because the worst thing that happened was that he said Marid Atal. So that's the shot. They allow the switch. If a person normally davens Nusach Ashkenaz, is that a violation of the mini? Because the Gemara says it's a rishus. Martin says that it's optional. Rambam Moshe has it true. To say Marid Atal is optional. The Gemara says it's optional. So even if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, it's optional. Rav Moshe says no. That since the minig Ashkenaz says that you don't say, so it's a violation of the minig. I don't really understand it. Why is it a violation? The Gemara says every shoes, so it's a rishus. Why should it be?
Even the Ashkenaz next to Israel say Marid Atal.
Yeah. So they hold not like Rav Moshe. Let's in the Amarishin shall pass the Chaim of Birchas Atagibar and Marid Atal, Tishim Pam, if you say 90 times. In Egish Loshim Yom Shaim, Oyster, Shalosh Pam, Lechal Yom. You daven 3 times a day, every day, for 30 days, so you say 90 times, Marir Atol, so then, Misham V'yelach, Emeinu Zach, Mizke Geshem, Arehu V'chesko Sholah Hizke Geshem, V'einu Tzorach Lachzor. But he has to start from, Ati Gibbal Hashem, Chaim Meis, Mata Rav, Hashir, Marir Atol, Mechal Kachaim V'ches, you have to say, Masharoch, Marir Geshem, you got to say the whole thing. So that's the Maharam Gutenberg, I think. Here, Tu B'Shem Aram Ritmer was the Rebbe of the Rosh. Why? Because it's based on the Gemara of Baba Kama. Right, the Pasuk says in Chumash in Parshas Mishpatim that a Shoah Muad is if Nogach on 3 consecutive days, 3 different days. So what if the Shoah was Nogach 3 times on the same day? So it's a Machlokes HaTanaim. So one Tana says, Richik Ne'ichos Avchayev. If he was Nageach on 3 different days, makes him into Shoah Muad. Kirab Nigichais will not koshken. If all three Nigichas on one day, it's a Kavachemah that establishes the Regilas. We don't paskin like that. So that's the Pella. The Maharabritmer quotes that opinion from the Tana, who made the Kavachemah, so all the Achranim ask, well, we don't paskin like that Tana. Machlegs on Meir Abuda. So that they have discussions on. How can he make a Kavachemah if it's Sholoi Kaloch? He had Mem Aleph. What's Mem Aleph? Instead of 90 times, he says, what do you mean 90 times? When I'm Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, in 30 days, you're going to have four Shabbos and you're going to have Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to have a Musaf. You're going to have 5 days, you're going to have a Musaf. So instead of 90, it should be 95. What is the 101? Chuvus Chasam Sefer. 101 times. Why? Why is 101? Why? I don't remember why. Why is 101? I don't remember. Right, so also, five extra times.
So. Pesach, you have the whole rest of the Yontif.
That's it.
Well, at least in that direction, when he's talking about Pesach.
He's talking about Pesach. So how many days do you have? You have 8 days of Pesach.
7 times.
8 days of Pesach. When you bench Geshem, the first day?
Tal, the
first day. So you have 8 days of Pesach. Then you have 4 more days of Shabbos. And then you have Rosh Chodesh.
2 days Rosh Chodesh. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
So it should have been 104. I don't know. Got to take a look in the Chulah, see how do you get to the number 101. I don't know. That's the Maharam Gutberg's Chiddush. What's good as well? Tam bichasat ochen. What do you mean? Tam bichasat ochen. Neishem moisa hodem and apayim. He habina masechem. All mila that human beings have over animals is their sechem. Kovu bichasat ochen. Roish lemtzoyis. That's the first bracha. Bracha lemtzoyis. Shemayim bina intfu. God does not brain, so there's nothing to daven. God. That's the introduction to the whole bakoshes of all the daven. What does the Mishnah Berurah have to say? The Bali Musa used to say, usually he'd say, "Chananim yitchadeh bin ha'zeh." Have in mind the other guy; he's stupid. So we should have in mind ourselves. What does the Mishnah Berurah have here? Long arichas. I'm just explaining the seder of the Dabba. Yeah. What's Pirish Bichas Rifaina? Well, they need a Pirish Rifaina Hashem and Erafe. Af al gav de ha kosuv li yochid. Ein mechanim osa le rabim. The Pasuk says Rifaini Hashem ve Erafe. So why did we change it? Rifaini Hashem ve Erafe. So why did we change it to Rifaini ve Erafe? You're not supposed to change. Hanami le bizman shem iskavein li Christ. He's saying Tanakh, and he should say the Pasuk the way it says. Yeah, the whole Siddur is full of situations like that. They took a pasuk and they converted it to Loshon Rabbim. The Kama Kamim Maimam Mizmar Sholem also the Shanes from Loshon Yochel Rabbim. He was saying a whole parak in Tehillim, and then you want to say a pasuk or two as a bakasha, you shouldn't switch to Loshon Rabbim. You should say the parak in Tehillim where it says. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Gimel, if you mispal for a specific chaylus, if it's Befanav, you don't have to mention his name. If it's Shalai Befanav, you have to mention his name. Plenty of that. Okay. What's Bichas Hashanim? Bichas Hashanim, Tzorch Lam Abod, Mois Hashamim, Saint Talamot, Maschil Mishal Mota, Bechutzlois, Betfilas Arvis, Shal Yom Shishim, Achat Kufas Tishrei. V'yom ha'tkufu hu b'chlal ha'shishim. V'yom ha'tkufu hu b'chlal ha'shishim. That's the first day. The day on which the tkufas tishrei falls out counts as the first day, even though it doesn't. The tkufas tishrei doesn't fall out at the beginning of the day; it falls out even towards the end of the day. It doesn't matter. And there's another opinion that it goes me'es le'es. Not that you count the first day, the day on which tkufas tishrei falls out. You count that as day number one. You go me'es le'es. If you say me'es le'es, then you don't start saying the same talamot, or by, you don't always start saying by Ma'ariv, whatever it is, December 4th. It depends when you daven Ma'ariv, whether you daven Ma'ariv early at night or you daven Ma'ariv later. A lot of times Kufas Tishrei will be later. Let's say in the middle of the day. Beretz Zol Maschinim Lishon Mi Le'al Zayin Cheshvin. Sholim Ad Zayin Cheshvin. Zayin Cheshvin is the Yartzai of Rav Meir Shapira. Okay, he was the one who founded the Daf Yomi. Did they celebrate? Did they observe anything? In Europe, they used to do things. When Miller was reading this book, David Mandelbaum, he's a super genius. He writes for him on Chumash and on Gemara. Marma comes to everything. Writes Marma comes to every basic Gemara, every piece that I quote, I'm so allergic. He knows everything. So he wrote a whole book. His father was from Yeshiva Schachter of Lin. And he went with Yeshiva to Vladivostok and to Japan and then to Shanghai, and he learned there. Passed away, right? His father passed away. So he wrote a whole book about the Hatzolah of the Lublin Yeshiva. Together with the Mir Yeshiva, come out to say. So he writes there that every year on Zion Cheshvin in Japan and in Shanghai, all the guys from Lublin Yeshiva, because Rabbi Shapiro, the Shajira, he was one of the founders of Lublin Yeshiva. So they had a whole celebration. They had a whole function. It was the 70s, right there on Sunday. Yeah. Bezal maschilim lishol ben leil zayin chesh mishalim ad tefilas amincha shel erev yontav rishol peslam shamir poskim lishol chidim atzvicham lamata b'maisal chamim. As a guy needs rain for some reason or another, ein shalim mosa brichas Hashem. It's not right. You shouldn't say in Shem Baruch Aleinu. You should say in Shema Tefila. Avil ir gedol ki Ninveh. That's the lashon gemara. Even a big city like Ninveh, or Eretz Achas Kula, whole country, from Asfarad bichlol, Ashkenaz bichlol, ki chidim domu. You should say b'shamei tefila. You shouldn't say in Baruch Aleinu. That was the taina of the Rosh taina. The whole country is like Bavel. The Gemara says. That in Bavel you start saying the same talamata 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei. Why? Because it depends on your country. Here Gedol Kninve is a city, but if you have a whole country, it shouldn't be so. So the Rosh says that he was outvoted. So that's when the Mechaber writes. He was outvoted. Afilu Eretz Achas Kuf, you want Svar Bechlal, Ashkenaz Bechlal, if you eat in Dom, say in Shemeh Tfilu. Or you should say in Shemeh Tfilu. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Rav Chaim used to say all summer long, he said the same Talamat, in Shemeh Tfilu, because in Lithuania, where he lived, Poland, Lithuania, they needed rain all the time. There is no dry season. America also. There's no dry season in America. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, we should always say Saint Talamat and Shemeh Tfilu. If by mistake the person said Saint Talamat and Baruch Aleinu, then he doesn't have to repeat the Shema Nesach. But if the Chazan made the mistake, he does have to. That's what he says. And Baruch Achazkul Atzir HaMotor Tobo HaYochid. The Yochid made a mistake. So if the Chazan made a mistake, he do go over. Where's the Mishnah Berurah here? Here, Aloha Toba, Yochid, Nira Pasha, Huadin, and Kola Tzibo, Ashatz Tov, Shoulder Talamata, Gam Kenichem Latza, Tamuk Mashkosa, Mario, because then it's Nirim Divya Rosh, Yeshinis Mukhal, while Kopan of Lina Bidi Yevi. Okay, Malo Yochid, Ashatz Tzibo, I tell you, why do you say Yochid? Oh, the fellow Allah Prima Godim, but there are Hahem Shkos for Dafki Yochid, Allah Shatz Koizer, Nehem Ham Shum Mokal Azer, really? Oh, I thought that was the din. The Chazan, it says in Baruch Aleinu, has to daven over him. So he says, not so. He doesn't agree with the Pimra. Ein lam shem mokal azeh. Lod nire b'pshitas, the hod anok ad yochem shum, the b'tzib afilu b'teres nedove, ein yochem asa l'spal kid aliyah. Okay. What did they tell the story about Rav Chaim, the Balabas? God, and he said it's 10 Talamotor in the middle of the summer, so Rav Chaim said, you're up to daven over, you lie in the rush. It's a machabe. Machabe says that. Machabe says that. What's the Kiddush? It's an offer of machabe. Rav Zevin quotes us, Kroy Nisha Mishita. What's the big deal about Rav Chaim? It's an offer of machabe. Alei Luchayim Lachsak. Hey, what's the gimel? I'm sure most of most of Chama Machzir Moshe in Eretz Yisrael when it's a dry season and not supposed to rain. Not supposed to rain. So then if you made a mistake, you have to daven off. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Up to Siv Dalit. Good. Yashikaya.
Have a good day.
You too.